There you have it. Friday, 5 p.m. Wrapping up another, what was actually a fairly rough week. A very odd week, weather-wise, and I don't know, in terms of events. And I trust you came through it well. I hope that that's the case. And I hope that you're prepared to enjoy a weekend after putting your time in this week.
Well, it was a short week, so we're lucky in that regard.
It started out feeling like, oh, this is going to be quick. It didn't end that way.
Only because you have to work twice as hard to make up for that one day that you lost.
Yeah, but, you know, Friday 5 p.m. is a nice time for it to be, a nice time of the week. So I'm glad you were aboard. And yes, it is, as it's Friday, it is time for How Music Changed, which means we are going to continue what is our seemingly endless series dedicated to the Kinks. We finally enter the 80s, although technically we're still partially in the 1979, because we're going to play a live album that was released in 1970. Now, after the ridiculously huge success of the album Frampton Comes Alive, if you were alive in the mid-70s, you'll remember that. Frampton Comes Alive was like, it was the
squawk box.
Oh my God, it was impossible to avoid. It was on the radio. It seemed like you couldn't go a half an hour without hearing it. And the songs were long, so it would just go on. And it sold billions.
Oh, yeah.
So
we had our copy at our house.
Everybody did. I think I didn't know anybody who did. I was the only person who didn't buy the album, because I didn't have to. I heard it all the time.
That was ubiquitous.
Right. But that basically set a change. I mean, after the huge success of that album, somebody somewhere must have passed a law stating that every active musical act must record and release a double live album within the next 5 years of it. Because, I mean, it was unbelievable. At the time, it was extraordinary overkill to see so many live albums hitting the market in such close proximity of one another. But if you go back, I'm not going to give you a list or anything like that, but you can either believe me or take a look how many bands were around at that time, and see if they released a live double album in the late 70s or early 80s. I'm going to bet
you. And I guess the Kinks were no different.
95% of the bands did. And exactly, the Kinks really were no different. Most of these albums were little more than space holders in the artist's catalogs, you know, serving as a means to make some easy money for the band, and especially, of course, for the label. And the Kinks, like you said, were no exception. Although the timing for the Kinks was really good that this trend would come along. For a change, something worked out well for the Kinks, as the trend hit its peak just as they released the best-selling album of their career. They're just coming off of Low Budget, and the live album that the label then asked for, Clive Davis knows what to do to make money, said, give me a double live album. So One for the Road is the name of the album, and it gave the band a second chance to revisit and capitalize on the same material that they just released. Seven of the tracks on the live album reappear. Seven of the tracks on Low Budget make another appearance on the live album.
Cash in twice on the same songs.
Right. Very typical trend of the time. So luckily, the material works very well in a live format, and One for the Road performed almost as well as Low Budget did, just about, actually. Went to number 14 instead of number 11. Sales figures were still excellent. Now, this is a live document that captures the band at their commercial peak. We're going to get as many in today as we can, and we'll finish the collection next week. So I'm going to play this in chunks. So let's just dive in and listen to the album One for the Road by the Kinks.
Thank you. Still not ready for it. Well, live my life and never stop to
All right, as we get this album kicked off, One for the Road, Kink's double live album released on June 4th of 1980 here in America. Another huge success for them. Lots of airplay, lots of sales. There's nothing new here. All of the songs on the album were released previously as studio versions. In some instances, the live versions began to eclipse the recorded versions, though, which kind of bothered me at times. I mean, I remember I loved hearing the studio version of Lola, but for about 10 years, you would hear the live version of this album more often than you would hear the old studio version. And although it's good, it's inferior. You know, the studio version they hit is what's awesome. But it's nice that, you know, some of the songs do go back away. I think that's very nice. Like, Where Have All the Good Times Gone? I wish there were more of them like that on the album. But let's pick it up where we left off. I was speaking of Lola, so that's exactly where the band is about to go next.
What have I done? Anything wrong? Because we're not going to play that one tonight anyway. All right, we'll do it. One condition, you've got to join in, sing along, right? I took a lot of persuading. In a club down an old so while you drink champagne, it is just that terrible. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A. Lola, Lola,
the world was passionate. bands will come, rock bands will go. But rock and roll's gonna go on forever! All day! And all of the night!
I gotta wonder, what was with Ray's silly obsession with Deo? You know?
I was wondering myself.
He drops it on this album twice. The last, the live side of the album that he put out about, you know, maybe 7 or 8 years before this, he released Deo as like one of the tracks. It was kind of embarrassing because he doesn't even know the words. He's just like, you know, just doing it as a call and response thing. It's kind of goofy. But there we heard, of course, Lola, which was a big radio hit in the 80s. We heard that live version quite a bit, which then went into a pretty rocking, short, intense version of Pressure, and which followed up with another intense and rocking version of an oldie, All Day and All the Night. That little bit of silence that you heard in the middle is, don't forget, this was from the days of LPs. You'd have to get up and switch it. So after Pressure, which would end side one, the crowd noise would fade out, so to fade in for the second side. The CDs just take the original recordings, the original masters, and release them that way. So you're going to get, you know, 3 bits of silence in between the 4 sides.
Right.
It's just the way that it's structured. But let's pick it up. So we left off in the middle of side two. So pick up with a track, one of my favorite tracks from the Muswell Hillbillies era, called 20th Century Man. Ray will tell you all about it.
This is for all the imaginary heroes from Muswell Hillbillies, 20th Century Man.
Be here. sleeping in a field, but you look real rested. You set out to outrage, but you can't get arrested. You say your image is new, but it looks well tested. You're lost without a crowd, yet you go your own way. You say your summer's gone, now the winter is a crawling in. They say that even in your day, somehow you know what they say. Every dawn.
All right, we heard three more tracks there. We heard, 20th Century Man started off that set with Misfits in the middle. That last track is the closest that we come to a new number on One for the Road. At the time, it was a new number because it was an outtake when this was released. And subsequently, the studio version has been released, and I think we played it a couple of weeks ago.
We did.
It's called Prince of the Punks. Hey, right now, before I play the next set, I'd like to make an announcement about something, a change that's going to be happening here on Wednesdays. We are in our same slot, but Caribbean Countdown is going to be moved back an hour, which is sad because I like those guys a lot, those people. They're wonderful, and their show is fun, and I like seeing them.
Kedner and Marjorie.
Yes, they're great at what they do. But we have a student that's been here for a while who has also been active with the station, with the news. And what I love about him is that he has a really good ear for classic rock and music in general, classic music, I should say. He's not worried about being 100% contemporary. He's got a sense of history about him. His name is Zach Turkell, and he's going to have his own show here on Wednesdays, coming on right after us at 6 o'clock. So I think it'll be a nice blend. It's called Classic Countdown. What he intends to do is play the top 10 songs of an anniversary day. We used to do something very similar here at American Radio. We used to do almost the exact same thing at times.
That's
We'd
right.
find that date, and I would play songs from the top 40. I didn't worry about top 10, because sometimes it was a lot of songs I really didn't want to play. But Zach's got his format, and I think it'll be really fun. So if you're tuning into American Radio, stay tuned. When he comes on Wednesdays at 6 p.m., Zach Turkell with Classic Countdown. All right, 90.3 WHPC, Nassau Community College. That's the radio station in the school that we're broadcasting from. Let's get back to the album that we're playing tracks from. It's called One for the Road. It's the Kinks live album from 1980. It's a double album. I can't get it all in today, but we're going to get in as much as we can, which is why I'm going to stop talking now and I'm going to let it roll. Once again, we're going to pick up with the song that was subsequently made famous by the woman that Ray Davies was married to at this point in time, something I didn't bring up yet. But Chrissie Hynde of the Pretenders had done a version of this song, had a huge hit with it. It was one of the earliest of the Kinks songs. So this is where it picks up. Now, again, I'll hand it over to Ray and the boys.
Yes. Is anybody here on a low budget? My hair is all mine, my teeth are my own, but everything
was a fun way to spend an hour. Hope you enjoyed it. A little pleasant. I got to relax a little bit, talk a little less, and play more music. Got one more track for you, and we'll be back next week to finish this up, and a couple of great rare tracks with the leftover time next week, too. So hope you can join us. Enjoy the weekend, folks. We'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard.